I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company presents Reed Martin and Austin Titchener's The Complete History of Comedy. It is slightly abridged. It'll be in the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium March 30th through April 15th. We're talking with the director for the show, Jesse Bernstein, come in from Philadelphia, and Henry McDaniel, visiting assistant professor of voice and acting at IU, so he's right here. Comedy abridged, Jesse, what does a director do?
Tries to guide our way through the history of comedy. The world has been spinning into chaos and disarray because the book, The Art of Comedy, has been lost. And they have discovered the book, translated it from Chinese into English, and they are now going to save the world by showing the audience the history of comedy through to today.
No kidding. What a wonderful premise. Henry, I assume that you're in on this particular story.
Yes. I'm one of the three guys who searches for the book. At the beginning of the play, they have a journey to the San Francisco Public Library, where they find a man in a black bowler hat, and he directs them towards this small, dusty trunk hidden in the corner. And yada, yada, yada. The next thing, they have found part of the art of comedy that has been lost.
Henry, you're part of a team. There's also Frankie Bolda and Patrick Goss. How do the three of you work together on this? It seems to me you've got one book, you've got one story. Why not just you?
Well, that's what people want, is just me. Unfortunately, can't always be just me. Actually, Frankie and Patrick are really good actors and amazing. I look up to them both.
We should say that Henry, by the way, is speaking metaphorically because Henry's about 6'4".
Yeah, it's the story of the three of us making this discovery as partners. It can't just be me, thankfully.
Jesse, when you're working with a cast that has really substantial physical differences, I mean, Henry is very tall, Frankie is a woman, how does that play out as you're thinking about being a director?
It's funnier to have people of different heights working together. We've got a couple of little gags that we've worked in through that. But really, it's more about the interplay between all three of them in terms of personalities and types. Hank really plays the sort of not all there, skeptic. Frankie is really the trickster, and Patrick is the wiseacre. So it's about managing that emotional dynamic, stock dynamic, rather than necessarily navigating their height.
One of the people credited with helping with the production is Loreldo Anzaldúa, who's a movement but also a fight choreographer. Mm-hmm. Henry, how does he work with you on this?
He is going to come in and work with us on some of the stylized slapstick work. So there is violence in the show, but it is highly stylized comedic violence.
It is Three Stooges-esque violence.
And so he's got an eye for that, obviously, and will help us come in and do that movement work.
In part to protect you.
Yes, absolutely in part.
From one another.
Yeah.
Jesse, you also list Nicole Bruce doing props, but also costumes. How much costuming is there in the show?
So much. There's more costumes for these three actors than you'll find in almost any musical. With a huge cast of 30 people. We're going through every stage of comedy, and so we basically cover all forms from the comedy of cavemen through to vaudeville, through to modern stand-up. There's one gag early on that's
in the first 2 minutes.
That's in the first 2 minutes of the show. It's just the history of one particular joke. There has to be five costume changes that each of the actors do. And each one of those comes with a prop as well. Nicole's a genius in terms of costumes and props. Well, and that's part of the fun of the show. It's a very funny show, but it's also the delight the audience will have in watching these three performers do what is nearly impossible over the course of 95 minutes. And that's play all of these different parts, get in and out of all of these different costumes, really create some fun magic.
Some fun magic. It's The Complete History of Comedy, abridged, by Reed Martin and Austin Tischner. And it takes place at the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium, March 30th through April 15th, in a production by the Cardinal Stage Company. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.